Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The outer bands of Hurricane Delta have begun lashing the coast of Louisiana. This is a major storm with top sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. The same region was hit just 6 weeks ago by an even stronger Hurricane Laura. NPR's John Burnett reports people have been evacuating for days.
Authorities have told people in the barrier islands and coastal towns of Louisiana to leave. Forecasters are predicting another punishing cyclone with winds that can tear a building apart and as much as 11 feet of storm surge. There's a mandatory evacuation order in Lake Charles, which is not recovered from Category 4 Hurricane Laura. Neighborhoods are empty and blue tarps precariously cover roofs torn off only weeks ago. Hurricane Delta is the 10th named hurricane of this extraordinary 2020 season, which is a record. This will be the sixth storm to hit Louisiana. The governor calls this storm season relentless. John Burnett, NPR News, Lafayette, Louisiana.
The White House is now promoting a coronavirus relief package that economic advisor Larry Kudlow calls breakthrough stuff.
I think the president approved it. I'm going to guess because it will include the economic assistance direct mail checks. I think that's going to be in there, and I think airlines are going to be in there.
Well, yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made clear there would be no standalone bill to help the airline industry without a larger, more comprehensive relief package. Earlier today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell complained that the process is being hijacked by political posturing in the run-up to the election. He says that's why he thinks a deal that stands to affect millions of Americans should wait until after November 3rd. Well, House Democrats have introduced legislation to create a commission to rule on a president's fitness for office. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports the legislation would not apply to President Trump's current term. Democrats say its purpose is to provide guidance for Congress.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill to create a bipartisan commission is not meant to determine if President Trump is fit for office. She says that is a question that will be determined by voters in a matter of weeks.
This isn't about any judgment anybody has about somebody's behavior. This is about a diagnosis. A professional medical diagnosis.
Pelosi says the legislation was a response to questions about the process called for in the 25th Amendment to the Constitution that arose when Trump was diagnosed with COVID-19. Republicans, including Trump, have criticized Pelosi for appearing to consider implementing the process to remove Trump from office. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is up more than 0.5% since the open at 28,597. This is NPR News. In a ruling issued this morning, a U.S. District Court judge has decided to not extend Florida's voter registration deadline. Member station WFSU's Blaze Ganey reports this comes after the registration website crashed during the final hours of registration on Monday.
The Florida Department of State reopened the online voter registration website Tuesday to make up for Monday's crash. However, Dream Defenders and other voting rights advocacy groups believe it didn't remedy the issue. Plaintiffs asked the judge to open the registration period for 2 extra days. Ruling in favor of the state, Judge Mark Walker says he leaned toward written testimony from County Election Supervisors Paul Lutz of Okaloosa and Mark Early of Leon County.
Explaining their limited resources, the deadlines they're facing, and that they're already behind the eight ball, and this is going to be made worse if you heap additional burdens on them.
Now plaintiffs will have to appeal if they want to try to change the outcome. For NPR News, I'm Blaze Ganey in Tallahassee.
New details are emerging about the foil plot to kidnap and possibly assassinate Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the coming weeks. The state attorney general, Dana Nessel, says investigators sometimes had to shuttle Whitmer and her family from one location to the next while they tracked the men who intended to harm her. Yesterday, Nessel announced that 6 men were charged in federal court, 7 others linked to a paramilitary group faced state charges for allegedly planning to seize the Michigan Capitol. Governor Whitmer is accusing President Trump of inciting violence that she says emboldened domestic terrorists. You're listening to NPR News.